Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we continue in our week-long focus looking at living with a new or a renewed commitment. What does that look like? How do I put that into practice? What's the results or the benefits of doing so? Today we're going to look specifically at that. A couple of things that God says He does when we live with a new commitment that leads to righteousness. A new commitment in our way, in the way we live, the way we talk, the way we interact with others. Really in all of our ways. Out of Psalm 37, verses 5 and 6, it says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun." I think we read that in two halves, and it's interesting. We read it together and it's powerful. To realize that God will make our righteousness shine. He'll make the justice of our cause stand out. That's a pretty bold statement. But to realize that it's as we commit our way to Him, as we trust fully in Him, He will do this. So many times we want God to do that, and we still want to follow our way. We still want to do things the way we want. We want to be in charge. You see, committing our way to God is not simply a matter of asking God to bless our plans. It's a matter of asking God to help us live by His plan. To transform our thoughts, to make our ways align with what He wants. This idea of a new commitment which leads to righteousness is not a commitment of works. It's not a commitment of doing our best. It's a commitment of following God's way and trusting Him to do what He says. It's not really, or at least it shouldn't be, that difficult of a decision when we realize that God can be trusted. God has always been faithful. He always is faithful. He always will be faithful. And so today, as we spend time considering what God would have us to do, think about your plans for today, your plans for this week, your plans for this year, this time of life that you're in. How set are you in your plans? And how willing are you to commit all of those plans, all of those ways to God? To trust His plans to be better. To trust His way to be higher, to trust His thoughts to be more pure, more noble. You see, when we combine the two parts of this passage and we live with a full trust, a full commitment to God's way, we experience a God who makes our righteousness shine, who makes the justice of our cause stand out. We can't really do that effectively on our own. Oh, people try and they attempt it and they accomplish it for a time sometimes, but it doesn't last. As I was thinking this week about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and so many of the quotes that will be shared over the weekend as the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday is coming up on Monday, I find two things fascinating. One, sad that this is kind of the only time of the year we hear much about the truth which he spoke. But I also recognize that so many of those quotes that we read and that we love and that ought to be a part of our life were not original with him. The words may be, but the heart, the thought behind them, God spoke long ago. You think of his famous I Have a Dream speech, wanting his children, his grandchildren to be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content, the character of their heart. And long before he spoke those words, God gave us those instructions on that's how we ought to treat people. And it's when we commit our ways to God that the righteousness and the justice that exists come from him, and that's why they shine. That's why they stand out. As we pray today, I would encourage you to consider what is seen by the way you live. If you continue committed to the way that your life is going right now, what will people see? Will they see you? Or will they see a righteousness that comes from God? You see, my prayer is that each one of us would fully commit our way to the Lord and trust in him and watch, participate, and experience what he will do as he makes righteousness shine through us and the justice of his cause be seen in us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love desires for us a righteousness that we can never accomplish on our own, a justice that we will simply fail to attain without you in the midst of it. Father, today I pray that we would consider our way, every detail of it, and that we would consider the outcome of living life our way. And as we consider all of that, that we would choose to fully commit our way to you, to allow you to mold our way, to guide our way, that you would not only be the lamp and the light unto our feet, but we would walk in the way in which you lead. That this new commitment to a way that leads to righteousness would be a commitment to your way, to your word, to your practices. That the words we speak would ring forth for generations to come, not because we're so full of wisdom, but because they're based on your truth. The way we treat others, the justice of our cause would hold firm and stand out because it's based on a justice that you've taught, that you've proclaimed. a justice where people are treated as brothers and sisters in Christ, who live as individuals, as independent people with unique characteristics and talents and abilities and looks and sounds and everything about them. And rather than blending it all together, we would learn to value not only the similarities, but we would value the differences. And we would see the mighty work that you do when each part of the body does the work it's supposed to do. That we allow it to function in the way it was created. Father, help us to live as those that are fully committed to your way, who fully trust your way to be better than anything that we can come up with. Help us to live as those that honor the lives of people who have gone before us. So many. We celebrate a handful of them, like Martin Luther King Jr., but there are so many that have gone before us that are relatively unknown. Perhaps parents and grandparents and great-grandparents that the world knows nothing of, but spoke those same words of truth into our life, of living committed fully to God, who lived that way so that we could see in them a righteousness, a justice that was different than that of the world, that reflected your character. God, today, as we consider the choice before us, may we always choose your way. And may we always trust you. And as you keep your promise and you make us shine the righteousness that you put within us to shine, the justice of our cause to stand out, may we consistently point to Jesus and lift him up as the source of all righteousness, as the source of all justice. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.